When Simon Shin Bays, Steve Bays, Alayke Diabolis Shalgabi Bdodim. Diabolis were bunches of perhaps pieces of wool that after the material became was finished woven, there were some bunches of wool that were sticking out. That means after they wove the material, there were small pieces of wool jutting out from the material. And the person goes, Kavod Shabbos, the suit doesn't look too nice, so he wants to take or to remove these yabailas. It's chayev mishumake bepatish. So this is a malocha d'iraisa make bepatish. That means this is the gemar malocha of the material that we, these are the finishing touches. Vuhu sheyakpid aleihem. We'll see in the Mishnah exactly what this means. Avolim hisirom derech esek potav. But if he took off these yabailes derech esek, the Chesuchan says, einoi bishvil noi, he's not doing it because he wants to beautify the beged. He's doing it without any special intent. He wants to do something Shabbos, so he pulls off those things, but he doesn't have any intent to beautify the beged, so potter, he's potter from a hatos. So the Mishnah says, Loshen Yabeles Shepirusha Gavshushis. It's like a bunch of wool. There are small bunches of wool that are jutting out from the material. Ruhu Adin Kashin Viksomin Dakim Shenergu Babegin Belimiskavin. Other things that became woven into the material, b'lim miskaven. We have to understand that the wool was derived from sheep that had a lot of other things in their wool. Mistama, they tried their best to comb it out and clean it out, but mistama, they weren't so sophisticated to take out all the kashin, the kism and dakin that were in the wool, so now we're taking this out to purify the material. And also, if he does it, he miskaven, so he's chay mechates. Tosfu achroinim du adin da osir lahosir hashlol. Now, what is shlol? So he says how we call it. He calls it in Yiddish, but in English, these are basting stitches. And this, the purpose of the basting stitches are that when a person starts sewing a beged, so one makes large stitches to connect the different pieces, that everything should be more or less mesudadik. These are large stitches. These are not the permanent stitches that hold together the beged. These are large stitches that enable the tailor to sew it together. Now, after the beged is sewn together, these stitches are not necessary anymore. So, shoisen achayotim betchilas hatfira. The tailors do this in the beginning when they start sewing the beged, kidei lechaber hachatuchim, to the different pieces of material that they are sewing together, so they want them to be attached in order that later everything is in place, then they'll start sewing it together. Now, he says, maybe there is a chiyuv. So the Mishnah seems as misupik in this. Al Chashuchah says, clearly, there is a chiyuv of makim bepratis. That means after the begad is complete, so these stitches, there's no necessity for these stitches, and therefore it's makim bepratis. So there's a Sefer Birchas Oshi wants to say the Mishnah Brura is Mesupik. Perhaps the other things that we're speaking about, Yaboilas, so this is really, it's Memais, the Beged. The Beged doesn't look nice with all these bunches of wool which are sticking out. So this is, this is the makim bepatish after the begin is sewn together to take off these yabrilis. The shalol, that's not his job to do already. If the kainer wants to take it off, let him take it off. So it could be, I mean, we come in contact with this whenever one buys a suit. Usually the pockets are sewn together. This is mistoma. These basting stitches that in order when the begad was sewn, that everything should be more or less in place. So this, we see that when one buys a suit, the one who made the suit does not feel obligated to take apart these stitches. So it could be, it's not called makim bepatish. So that's why maybe he's mesupik. The Mishnah Berurah is mesupik. Maybe there is a chiyuv. At the tailors by Gmar Malochim, when they finish the suit, they take out these stitches also. Mishum makim bepatis kol ha'isad dovo. Whoever does something, nigmar ha'malochim, that the work is finished already. Hay mishum makim bepatis shekein derech ha'umen lahakis bepatis ala kli acher shenigmaro lahashveis ak mimusar. That means after a numen made a keli, so the last bangs were to make sure there shouldn't be any crookedness. So that was the Gemar Meloche of the Keli. That's one of the Lamates Meloches. Ruhu sheyakpid alayim perish shemesirom bekavonim. He's taking this off the kavone. Kidei liyapis abegit. He wants the begit looks very not Shabbos-like if you have all these yaboilis in or these psalmim still in the begit. The leikim, that's how he's mechaven to do this. Shiyakvin the lemestak todeh. That he does not want that this should be on the beggar, and that's why he's taking it off. Like him is asking. Af al pi shalayhoyo nimna milalovshoy im layhoyo mesiram chayev, mishum dahach dohochem have a melochet fei mahaydesif aleph, lekach eini poter elo bimis asek. So he is saying as follows, the Mishnah Berurah. He's saying, we hear in Sif Aleph, aminaya, if a person shakes out a beged, there's towel on the beged, he wants the towel off the beged. So we had guidelines. If he would not wear the beged in this matzev, so then the niyor is considered libun. If he would wear this baguette in this matzah, if he would wear it, he's not embarrassed. He wouldn't get beat when he wears it. He'll wear it. But now he wants to shake out the towel. Should look more Shabbos-like. So that is permissible. So we see there it is only considered a malacha of libun if he would not wear the baguette. The minute he would wear the baguette, this is permissible. So what did he do already? Good, it's nice and stuff, but it is that does not make it a malacha of libun. So here, that's the Mishnah Berurah's kasha. Here, it doesn't say if he would wear the baguette, if he wouldn't wear the baguette. Here, it would seem, he would wear the baguette. He'd wear the baguette with all these yabolas and sticking out. But if he wants to do it now to make the baguette nicer, he's higher. So therefore, that's the Mishnah Berurah's kasha. So this is different than Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph, Lamaisa, is not doing such a choshev malach, he's only shaking out the beggar. So the beggar, this near, only gets a shame malach only if without the shaking out he wouldn't wear the beggar. Then it's called he was massacring the beggar, and it's called a libum. Over here, he's doing a more definite malacha. He's taking off the abaylus from the beged, and therefore, if he would wear the beged without it, but if he's doing this liyapis as a beged, this is called a malacha. He's only pota elabim is asik. Cause of a Rambam. Amenayer Talis Chadosha Shchoyro Kedei Lina'oiso Lohosir Hatsiyuv Alobon Hanitlebo Kederech Shoumnim Oisen. The Rambam speaks about another case, the Rambam was telling the Gemara, a person is a beged chadosho, shchoiro, it's a new beged, it's a black beged, and it seems that there was a white sheen on the wool of the beged that used to come off through Neil. So here the Rambam says, chayiv mishum maki bepatish, Bimeine makbed muta ad kan devorov. Here the Rambam says, Yochayiv, if you're makbed, or perish makbed, when you say, Gamkein, Kel shekavonosoi liyapois achmoilinin yabela. So here he says, as long as he has an intent to beautify the beged, here again, according to the Rambam, we're speaking about Meleches makbed bepatish. So over here, Neil alone has a shame malocha if he wants to be miyape the beged. That's how the Mishnah Berurah learns pshat here in the Rambam. Potter b'sefer zechinis kosov de'isa yesh b'zeh. If he's misasik, the potter from achatos, but there is an isa. Kosov b'halochis g'doylis. It brings down from the Bahag, Yoshev loy zera pishton b'itavshil al chisusoy. That means, let us speak about a case that he's eating the cholent and it has a lot of lima beans and potatoes Yoshev loy, and it fell al chisusoy, and it got already attached there. Mutter l'kalfoy. So he's allowed to take it off. That means like others say, it's a dinner jacket. After the dinner, you can see the whole dinner on the jacket. I'm Al Kaponim. He wasn't too careful how he ate. And Al Kaponim, after the Suda, there's a whole bunch of remnants of the Suda on the suit. So we learn this Bahag. So the Mag says, Mutter Lekalvoy, you're allowed to peel it off, you're allowed to take it off. So he had the five lima beans and some potatoes on the jacket, he takes it off. Mutter Lekalvoy. Vinire. So now the Mishnah Brura says, Amir de Kechumre, Dimo Beged Chodosh Vishocher, if this is a black baguette and a new baguette, ain't a mutter lekalfe rak ba'ain a makpit. Now, this is a shekelech chumra. We have to appreciate what he's saying over here. This is built on a shtik teire. He said in a bir aloche before. He said a whole shtik teire on this bahag. And he said the achoinim were not mavayir the bahag properly. And he says, with his dictator, he says, pshat in the bag. But let us just see what he's saying. He's saying a mouthful. He is saying that if it's black, if it is black and new, it is only permissible if einay makpid, which means einay makpid l'loshay. That means we ask this person, he has on his jacket, he has the five lima beans and the potatoes. Rabid, would you walk outside now before you take off all the remnants of the suda? Would you walk outside? So we give him this questionnaire. If he says, oh, no, that I wouldn't do. So then the Mishnah Berurah says, Rabid, if you wouldn't do it, I got news for you. You can't take it off. You have a problem if you don't have another suit, but you can't take it off. He made in the Kimten the Bahag. The only heter that the Bahag said was only if he's Einay Makbid, if he would walk out with his beged, with the remnants on the beged, then it is permissible. The Bach said, the Bach didn't say Yisurim. The Bach said, Terim. He said Yisurim, the Chofetz Chaim. The Bach is speaking about a person who's Einay Makpid. But if he's Makpid, if he wouldn't go out, he'd be embarrassed to go out, then it is also. This is the Shitas HaMishnah Berurah. The Orach HaShulchan and the Ktzais HaShulchan are chilek on the Mishnah Berurah. They ding zich with him. They said that this is mutter. You're allowed to take this off. The Orach HaShulchan says, the loy nehirah. I wish to disagree. The loy shaykh hazali ben klal. And the Ktzais HaShulchan also is mutter. He just says, Tommy doesn't give any conditions. You're allowed to peel off these remnants. And Asulu, according to the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah is a whole shtick tayran bir alohim. But the Mishnah Berurah wants to say that it is considered libun because when you take it off, it's clean. So that's why it's called libun. From the Mishnah Berurah, it would seem if when you take it off, look, the lima bean isn't here anymore, but there's still a remnant of the lima bean. So then from the Mishnah Berurah, Gufa would seem it would be mutter. Don't take off the remnant. The shahus, you're allowed to be kail of the lima bean. That's what the Bahag is speaking about. You're allowed to be kail of the lima bean.
It's not stuck to the Daniel.
It's stuck. I mean, it could be a lima stain. So Mishnah Berurah says, it won't leave a stain. So Mamela, that's why it is also, unless he's going to go out with the lima bean, because when he takes it off, it doesn't leave a stain. So the Tzais HaShulchan asks on the Mishnah Berurah, he says, Achush mein kenegenze. If you have a lima bean, you'll take it off, so there'll still be a stain. So Afilu, according to the Chumrah of the Mishnah Berurah, if there'll be a stain, you should be allowed to take it off. The Mishnah Berurah assumes there won't be a stain. He's not. No, he's just taking it attached to the beged. There won't. The shail is if al kaponim. There are al kaponim. It's kedai to know that there are the daily apreskim who are makel. This is an akimta of the Mishnabura, Chumra of the Mishnabura. Vimulach, if it is wet, it's not mekanchay besmart and toch kamon, then you can wipe it off with a shmatev.
The
kalpoy is mutter only rak veinei makpet, period. That's the period. If he's any makpet, means he's not makpet to wear it like this.
Lach.
Lach is, it's no chilek. The lach is easier. So, mekanchay besmart and he takes off the lach. He takes, so he wipes off the lach with a shmat ochzele kamon. Yeah, this lachet, this is mutafila, he'd be makbet, and this is permitted to do. Now, before we see the next seif, there's a mira lachet that brings a sofag of the prima god, the mahalaikid yaboilis. We said that the chayim is around, here's a suit and there's five yaboilis, and on the suit, he takes up all five, he's chayim of makim bepatish. So, Biraloch, he calls a shayla, what if he takes off one? Is he also chayim of makim bepatish? And it's only a shayla, very good. I mean, that's a makim bepatish. I mean, it's still not wearable, or maybe not. Each pool is a step closer to the Gmar Maloche, so each one is Chayim. The Prima Godem is Mesupik, and the Mishnah holds that it's Chayim. And each one.
The last one.
No, but he says Nitazay. We can, everything is possible. That's right. But he says Nitazay. And then the first one is also Chayim. That's what the Mishnah holds. Now, we're going to have a, first, let's learn the halacha. Then I'd like to say over something. Then we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. Mekaplim kelim b'Shabbes l'tzeirech Shabbes l'lof shom boi bayayim. A person is permitted to fold kelim in Shabbos. In Shabbos, but now we're going to say, Moshe was thinking, oh, you're folding the kelim, the begodim, over the creases. We're talking about something that has creases, and you fold it into the creases. So this is permissible if we have a few conditions. Condition number one, the love sham by mayim. That means I'm folding it because I want to put it on again in Shabbos. If I'm not going to put it on in Shabbos, it's also. Okay, so condition number one, l'lov shem bay bayim. Condition number two, v'davke ba'odam echad. Only one person is permitted to fold it up. But if there's going to be two people folding it up, it's also. We're going to explain later. But that's what just learned the halacha portion. Number three, ubachadoshim. We're talking about new begodim, shadayin loy niskapsu, they never got laundered yet, they never got washed yet. The new begodim. And number four, ulevonim, and they're white. And number five, ve'en loy lahachlas. That means we said five conditions. He's folding it, he has an intent to wear it again today. And only one person is holding it, and it was never washed yet, and it's white. And he doesn't have another beggar to wear. If one, all these conditions, he passes, it's mutas, then you're allowed to do it. V'im chosar echad mi'elu atanoim. But if you do not have all these five conditions, also, then you're not allowed to do it. That's what the Mechaber says. The Yesh Mishoima and others say, the Lekaploi Shaloi Keseda Kipuloi Horishin, if you are folding it, but not on the original creases, Muta Becholin, and then this is permissible. You don't need all these conditions. V'nirin Dvorov, and the Mechaber says, I wish to agree with him. Now, before we see the Mishnah Berurah, I'd like to mention סנורך השולחן. באורך השולחן סלס הספלוס, ובזמננו, יש הרבה שמקפלים תליסה יסיים בשבת. You have a lot of people asked, and another thing you see, the folding of their talisim, they don't have any of these conditions, like upon them, it's not, they're not going to wear it again today, it's not a new tala. Mizmaneinu mekaplum talisim. V'yesh loima, so what do you do? You go home to Mishayit? No, no. So the Chashulchan says, no, no, no. V'yesh loima disvira lehu, they hold the big people shalonu leka shum tikkun. Our folding the talisim, we are not accomplishing what the Shulchan Aruch was talking about, right? And then he brings a kolboy. The kolboy says, va'achshav shenogu lekapel. But the kolboy also had this problem that the minhag ha'olam was they used to fold the talisim. Efshar nekipul didom leikdomi lekipul shalahem. Our folding is not similar to their folding. Shahoyu kipedin mioid lefashay kimotov. They were very makbid when they folded it that all the creases should be smoothed out. That's how they folded their begodim. We don't do that. We just fold it. But we're not makbid lefashet kemotov. That means to smoothen out all the creases. So, Bekitza, this is how the kolboy learned shat in the Yisra, we'll see. And the Shulchan Aruch Harav, when he says this din, that you're not allowed to be mekapel, kidei sheyispashu mikimteyem viyiyu mehudorim. That the purpose of this kippel was sheyispashu mikimteyem, all the creases. It seems the Shulchan Aruch Harav also learned like this, that their kippel was, he says, this is the kippel, the megan should be very nice. That is the Issa. Now, we'll see the Mishnah Berurah, he didn't make such a big asik over this, what the kabon is. And in Shulchan Shloimeh says, Shalamaisa noktina l'chumr, we are machno. That means even though we don't have, but al kaponim, we can understand there was a shita who understood this halacha. The purpose of this halacha was to smoothen out the beged; it should not be creased. That was the kavana of this kippur. Now we'll see the Mishnah Berurah.
The one of the shulchan that he brought down, that's in Shin Beis also.
Yeah. On the bayas. Yeah. Let's say the Shabbos. Now, you're doing the Litzer Shabbos, the main mekaplim, if we will not fold it now, Zigilim Shemiskamtim, it's going to get creased. So here, so that's I'm doing the Litzer Shabbos. So love Shambay Bayayim. But I have an intent to wear it today. L'chein also the Kapala Talis. So if the first condition is I'm going to wear it today, l'chein osa l'kapel atalus, avo pisha mitzvah tzitzis kol ayoyim, v'yocher lehisate boy, it could very well put on the talus again, become a hankivin shem bedate lehisate boy also. Im loy b'mokim shenogu lehisate b'talisa is b'mincheh. So number one, he says, so by Atalus, we don't have this answer because he has no intent of wearing it today. Now, that's deny number one that has to be Lebay Bayayim. He's going to use it again. Deny number two, Ba'odam Echad, Avaloi Bishnei B'nei Yodam, Mishum De Bishnayim, if two people are folding, Mispashtim Hakmotim, so it seems they stretch it and decreases that were there, Benira Kimisakin Mone, so it looks like a Misakin Mone, two people alosa. The Mikapol al Hasapsol, if he's putting it on a bench and folding it on a bench, Dine Kimikapol Bishnaim. So also it would seem by putting it on a bench or on a table, he can smooth it out better. And therefore, you have again the mispashtim akmotim. Davke loy niskapsu. So, what's the mile if it never was washed? Lafisha keil shaloy niskapsu hem koshim. It was never washed yet, so it is stiff. Ve'ein memarim likmoit. So, if the whole iser is, because I'm removing the creases. So I got news for you. If it wasn't washed yet, there are not too many creases because it's stiff. So there are not too many creases. Vein choshuv akipul tikkun kol kach, atshe yenire kimisakin mone. That means, it seems after it's washed, there are more creases, and therefore, so then it's a tikkun mone. Olavonim. It has to be white. The mitzvui nakipo mesakin yosef. The ain loy laachlus, and he does not have another beged to wear. Avum yesh loy laachlus beged achel leShabbos. He has another beged. Avo pishene yofe kozel leitira loy lekapli. He has another beged, even though it is not so nice. But this then it is also. And here in Sharetzion says that he has another beged, but it is a beged shel choil that's called Ein Leila Hachlis. Perhaps let us we'll just learn the next Mishnah Berurah, and then the next two Mishnah Berurah, so we'll come back to him, because he is going off on a tangent. Mutar b'chol inyan, but if he is not folding it over the same creases, she'ein l'kippul zeh shum kiyum, so it seems it doesn't accomplish anything. So l'cheret means that so the creases which are taken out from the beged also won't last so long. Then come the second cloth. Fikach mutar fula ein boy echad miyad mielo hadalat protim. Fula ein datel alav shay boy bayoim. If he's not folding it over the same creases, all the chayim, if there's no creases, the chayim also should be the same din. V'nirin dvora b'chein sosma achoinim redine, that it's not doing out of the same crease, it is muta. V'mikom okim misharoi t'lahach meralatzmai sheloi lekapol klau, he should not fold it at all. Badai odif, this is zicha permissible. Now, let us go back to the previous Mishnah Berurah. Mikol Mokim, this is the second line. Mikol Mokim, B'yontiv Shechal Berev Shabbos, if what is the whole heter that one is permitted to fold over on the same creases is only if he's going to wear it the same day. B'yontiv Shechal Berev Shabbos, Muta lekapol talisoi kshepoishtoi im chadosha olavono. That means that today's Erev Shabbos, Yom Tov is Chal Erev Shabbos, and I'm folding it up for Shabbos, even though it's for this, not for today, for tomorrow, it's Mutav. V'av she'en batay l'lov shoy boy bayoyim, v'haynuk she'oso eruvei tavshilin. He made an Erev Tavshilin, so just like he's permitted to cook, Miyantav l'Shabbos, he's permitted to fold a beged Miyantav l'Shabbos. Ilav hochi reyosu l'hochin l'tzerech mocho, kein kosov beili yorabiv. Abu b'chidush rabbi kevega reichir stav poloi nirheru v'tavshilin shorei im yismucha l'Shabbos. You don't need an Erev Tavshilin. Now, there is a problem over here that when he said Erev Tavshilin will help, there's a big problem. The Mishneh Berurah in Tov Kuf Chof Ches brought down a Chidushei Haran. The Chidushei Haran said, which we won't go into now, that the whole heter of Erev Tavshilin only applies by cooking, by Tzolchei Sudeh. By Tzolchei Sudeh, there's a long this. I started cooking before Yom Tov. I'm only going with the cooking. So this is all in the cooking process. This is the heter of Erev Tavshilin. But other things which have nothing to do with Tzolchei Sudeh and Erev Tavshilin will not help. For example, let us speak about shul and Erev Yom Tov. You want to be grateful to say the Torah Erev Yom Tov for the Kriya in Shabbos. So Rabbi Kevega says, according to this Ran, it should be also. Tol Het is only Tzolchei Sudeh. Kevega says another Sik Torah there. That could be its Mutas. But Al Kaponim, according to this Ran, Mishabur brings down the Ram, it shouldn't be Mutas. And Rabbi Kevega, in Tzolchei Samaches, says in Su, yeah, Mogen Avraham over here also, but the other rabbi, the Erev Tavshilin is mutter. So Rabbi Kevega says it's not so poshut that an Erev Tavshilin should be mutter. He is a different cheshbon that it could be mutter by Kippur Begodim, but it's not so poshut that what the Eliyahu rabbi said, an Erev Tavshilin could help, but it's not so poshut that it could help.